Today, I'd like to speak to you about Christianity.
今天我想跟大家讲下关于基督教。
After all, this is a Christian church.
反正呢，你们来到的都是一个基督教教会。
May I ask, what is Christianity about?
我想问一下，基督教是关于什么的呢？
For those of you who have been coming for a long time, can you explain?
你们当中来了一段时间的，你可以解释得到吗？
And even for those of you who are here for the first few times, can you explain to others what Christianity is about?
或者你来到几次的人呢，你能不能够解释得到给人听基督教是何物呢？
When you think of Christianity, what word or what one sentence would come to your mind?
你一想起基督教的时候，什么是你第一时间想到的呢？
And what does Christianity have to do with you or with the world?
咁基督教同你又有咩关系？同呢个世界又有咩关系呢？
There's something very strange and interesting.
嗱，有一啲嘢咧系好有趣嘅。
An interesting fact about Christianity.
系关于基督教有一啲系好有趣嘅事实。
That is, Christianity has had a very small beginning.
就系咧，基督教其实一开始咧系好少嘅啫。
But then Christianity is now the largest of the world's five religions.
但系到咗现在咧，基督教已经成为咗世界上五个大宗教里边嘅一个最大嘅宗教。
Now it is not fair for me to ask you to explain Christianity in a word.
叫你去用一个字去解释基督教咧，都系唔公道嘅。
Because I'm about to spend about an hour to explain it.
因为我将会咧花一个钟头的时间为大家去解释。
Christianity has much to do with the person Jesus Christ.
基督教是关于一个人叫做耶稣基督。
Jesus is his name.
耶稣就是这个人的名。
But Christ is his title.
基督就是这个人的称号。
Now, can you explain to me what the title Christ mean?
大家能够解释到基督是什么意思啊？
Because Christianity is basically about the person called Christ.
因为基督教啊，基本上就是关于这个叫基督的人啊。
If you and I would know the meaning of the title Christ, you stand a good chance of knowing what Christianity means.
如果我们明白基督是什么意思的话，那你有可能都会明白基督教是什么意思了。
Jesus was born a Jew.
耶稣出生的时候咧，佢系一个犹太人嚟嘅。
In the Middle East，
喺中东嘅地点。
In the land of Palestine，
就喺巴勒斯坦地。
Jesus is not a European。
耶稣唔系一个欧洲人嚟嘅。
Technically speaking， Jesus is not a Westerner。
耶稣咧唔系一个西方人。
Jesus was born about 2,000 years ago。
耶稣系大概2000年前出世。
And being a Jew， there is an intriguing fact about the Jewish people。
既然咧佢係一個猶太人咧，咁就關於猶太人咧係有一啲好令人好覺得好有趣嘅事實。
The Jewish people are very few in number。
猶太人咧其實嘅人口咧係好少嘅。
But the Jewish people have had outstanding achievements。
但係猶太人咧竟然咧係喺世界上咧係有好高嘅成就。
As a people, their contributions to mankind as a whole is tremendous.
他们对人类的贡献是很大的。
Let me ask you, do you know who created the Facebook?
我问一下大家，大家知不知道谁是 Facebook 的面书的创办人？
Anyone?
Zuckerberg.
Sorry?
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
And did you know Mark Zuckerberg is a Jew?
你知唔知啊 ？Mark Zuckerberg 其實係一個猶太人嚟嘅喎。
Now let me switch from Facebook to Google.
或者咧，從 Facebook 咧，我哋去 Google 啦。
Who created Google?
咁啊，邊個係 Google 嘅創辦人啊
？Yes. It's created by two persons. One of them is called Sergey Brin.
係有兩個創辦人嘅，其中一個咧叫做 Sergey Brin。
And Sergey Brin also happens to be a Jew.
Sergey Brin 咧咁巧咧就係一個猶太人啦。
And I can go on to mention Einstein.
我又可以繼續講關於愛因斯坦。
Who discovered the theory of relativity?
佢就發明咗相對論。
And for those of you who study physics, especially quantum physics, who is the person who first discovered the atomic structure and the theory of quantum mechanics?
如果咧你係讀物理學嘅話。 關於量子力學原子結構咧，係邊個創發明嘅
？The person is called。
佢嘅名叫做咩名
？Niels Bohr。
Niels Bohr。
Niels Bohr also happened to be a Jew。
Niels Bohr 咧咁巧咧，亦都係一個猶太人。
And you know, the Jewish population in 2015 in the whole world is only 16 million。
2015年全世界嘅猶太人嘅人口咧係1600万。
Only 16 million.
只有1600万。
And if you count the number of Jews living in the state of Israel, just 6 million.
咁如果你係數下喺以色列地嘅猶太人咧，佢哋嘅人口咧只係有600万。
The population of the city of Hong Kong has reached more than 8 million.
香港嘅人口咧都達到800万啦。
Compare to the UK.
咁比較下英國。
The population of the UK in 2015 is 63 million.
2015年嘅英國嘅人口咧係達到6300万。
Population of the city of London itself is 8.6 million.
單單倫敦嘅人口咧係860万。
You can imagine the people living in London today are more than all the Jews living in the state of Israel.
嗱，你可以想象得到咧，現在嘅倫敦嘅人口啊，都已經係超過咗喺以色列地嘅猶太人嘅人口啦。
And the population of China today is
咁中國人口有幾多啊
？1.3 billion.
13亿。
Beijing alone, 21 million.
單單北京咧就有2100万人啦。
The Jewish people are very few in number, but tremendous in their achievements.
即係話咧，猶太人嘅人口係好少嘅，但係佢哋對人類嘅貢獻係好大。
And one of the famous Jews is called Jesus Christ.
而其中一個好出名嘅猶太人咧，叫做耶穌基督。
And Jesus had such a humble beginning.
耶穌嘅出生咧係好寒微嘅。
And he died a horrible death.
而佢死嘅時候咧，死得好凄慘。
Before he died, he had a number of followers.
佢死之前咧係有一啲嘅跟從者。
When he died, his followers became so horrified.
佢死嘅時候，佢啲跟從者啊覺得真係好可怕。
For a time, they despaired of hope.
喺曾經一度咧，呢啲跟從者覺得係失望啦。
And yet soon it became a religion, and now it is one of the largest of the five world's religions.
但係冇幾耐咧，基督教到目前為止已經係世界上五個大宗教裏邊嘅最大嘅一個。
Very strange and intriguing phenomenon.
嗱，好奇怪，亦都係令人好感興趣嘅事實。
There are different ways of finding out what Christianity is all about.
嗱，有好多方法咧，我哋可以去找出基督教。是什麼一回事?
You can find out by hearsay.
譬如你可以聽人講。
You can find out by reading some books about Christianity.
你亦都可以睇到睇一啲關於基督教嘅書籍。
You can even watch a film about Christianity.
甚至咧去睇一套關於基督教嘅電影。
Some very good Christian songs can tell you something about it.
有一啲好嘅基督教歌曲咧，亦都可以話到俾你聽少少。
But coming to the Christian church as you have done is a better way.
但係嚟到一間教會啊，就好似現在你嚟到一間教會咁樣咧，係最好嘅一個方法啦。
But above all, the best way is to listen to what Jesus has to say himself.
而最好嘅一個方法咧，就係我哋要聽下主耶穌自己嘅教導，佢講啲乜嘢嘢。
Today I'm explaining the meaning of Christianity to you.
嗱，今日咧，我要同大家解釋一下基督教係乜嘢。
I will need to be extremely careful in explaining what my Lord Jesus says.
我要去解釋我嘅主耶穌嘅教訓咧，我係要非常嘅謹慎。
Now today the scripture text is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8.
今日我要講嘅聖經咧，就喺馬可福音第八章。
The Bible is a collection of over 60 smaller books.
聖經咧係由66卷書合成嘅。
And one of these smaller books is called the Gospel of Mark.
而其中一卷係好短嘅書卷咧，叫做馬可福音。
And this book contains the very words of Jesus Christ.
呢卷書卷咧寫咗好多主耶穌嘅親口嘅説話。
From chapter 8, verse 27, I will read on to chapter 9 and verse 1.
我会从八章二十七节读起，一直读到九章一节。
And to save time, Let me read in English only.
我為了節省時間，我只是用英語讀。
Verse 27.
第27節。
And Jesus went out, along with his disciples, that is, followers, to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he questioned his disciples, saying to them, What do people say I am? And they told him, saying, John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, but others one of the prophets. And he continued by questioning them, But who do you say that I am? Peter answered and said to him, You are the Christ. And he warned them to tell no one about him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he was stating the matter plainly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning around and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's. And he summoned the multitude with his disciples and said to them, If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and for the gospel's shall save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. And he was saying to them, Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who shall not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after he has come with power. This important section of the Bible records the very words of Jesus Christ.
这段很重要的圣经呢，就记录了主耶稣亲口的说话。
In verse 27, we see the setting where this episode took place.
第27节呢，我们就见到这件事呢，是发生在哪一个地点。
The name of the place is mentioned.
这个地点呢，就在这里写了。
Caesarea Philippi.
海撒利亚腓立比。
6-7 years ago, I and my friends visited Israel and I took them to this very place.
在六年前呢，我和我一些朋友呢，就去到以色列探访，我们就去到这个地方了。
In Caesarea Philippi, or nowadays is called Banias, there are beautiful waterfalls.
在海撒利亚这个地方呢，现在就叫做 Bania 了。那里有一个很漂亮的瀑布。
And I wonder whether Jesus have talked to his disciples about these important things in this place.
那我就在想，不知道主耶稣教门徒这么重要的信息的时候，他是不是站在这里呢？
Did he choose this beautiful place to talk about things of such importance?
他是不是选了这个这么漂亮的地方来向他的门徒说这么重要的信息？
The water is so clear coming from the Mount Hermon.
这些水呢是很清澈的，是流自这个黑门山的水来的。
It is in this setting, Jesus asked the disciples a question about Christianity.
那就在这个地点呢，主耶稣就问他的门徒关于一个基督教是什么。
He asked them, what do people think? What do people say I am?
他就问门徒，一般人呢说我是哪一个啊？
And the disciples said, Well, they say you're one of the prophets.
那其中有门徒就说，哦，他们觉得呢，你是其中一个先知。
Jesus asked them, What do you say? What do you think I am?
那耶稣又问他们，那你呢？你觉得我是哪个？
And the leader of his group of followers said, You are the Christ.
那这一班跟从者的领导呢，就说了，你就是基督。
When Peter said that, Jesus did not deny he is the Christ.
咁回答嘅人咧就叫做彼得。彼得咁样答嘅时候咧，耶稣并冇否认。
He only warned them not to spread the news.
耶稣咧只系去警告佢哋，你哋唔好传开去啊。
Here we see at least two expressions that belong to the Jewish tradition.
喺呢度咧，我哋会见到两种嘅表达方式，系一般犹太人嘅表达方式嚟嘅。
Prophets.
第一就系先知。
And the Christ.
同埋基督。
What are prophets?
先知系咩嚟呢？
Who are prophets?
边啲人系先知呢？
Prophets are God's spokespersons.
先知就是一些神的代言人。
They may be men, they may be women.
可以是男性，可以是女性。
But they are God's spokespersons.
但是他们是代表神去说话的。
They speak for God.
他们代神发言。
They explain God's will, God's plan to mankind.
他们向人类解释神的旨意，神的计划。
The purpose is call mankind to change.
个目的咧就系要呼吁人咧要改变。
Not many people become prophets.
嗱，唔系好多人咧做得到先知嘅喎。
Some people become prophets because God has made contact with them.
有啲人能够做到先知咧，系因为神亲自同佢哋接触。
And has had communication with them.
同埋咧，神系同呢啲人咧有沟通。
Prophets have existed in the Jewish tradition.
先知咧喺猶太人嘅傳統裏邊咧係存在嘅。
But prophets have also been in different cultures.
先知咧亦都會嚟自唔同嘅文化背景。
But the Christ is a exclusively Jewish concept.
但係基督呢個概念咧，絕對係嚟自猶太人嘅概念嚟嘅。
The Christ is God's ultimate spokesman.
基督就係嗰位。神的一位最大的代言人。
The Christ is a man who has been given God's extraordinary power.
基督是从神那里得到非凡的能力。
The Christ is the greatest of God's spokespersons.
基督呢，就是神的最大的一个代言人。
To speak for God to man.
代表神向人说话。
And to work amazing miracles.
亦都会行很奇怪、很奇妙的神迹。
Blind people.Can see,
盲的人可以看见。
The cripple can walk again and run again.
跛脚的可以再行。
Without medicine,
是没药，没吃到药的。
The sick are healed.
病的是会得到医治。
Without consulting doctors,
是没去看医生的。
Even the dead has been raised to life.
甚至死的都会复活。
The Christ has been given power to overcome and defeat forces of evil in the world.
基督咧，亦都会得到一种能力咧，去征服同埋打败世上嘅一啲邪恶嘅势力。
And at the climax of this present age, the Christ will usher in God's rule of peace.
而喺呢一个世代嘅一个高潮嚟到嘅时候呢，喺嗰个时间，基督就会引入神嘅统治啦。
It is a rule of peace.
神的统治的特征是有和平
of love,
是有爱心
of profound satisfaction,
是有无穷尽的一种满足
happiness,
快乐
for the whole world,
是为世界所有的人的
because the person Christ fulfilled this role for God, he is the greatest of God's spokespersons.
既然基督是可以承受到这么大的使命，所以他是一个神的最大的代言人。
The Christ is an exclusively Jewish concept. The Jews would say, HaMashiach.
基督其实是犹太人的一个观念，犹太人就会叫他做 HaMashiach.
Or in English, Messiah.
英文来说就是 Messiah.
We saw Jesus did not deny that he is the Christ.
我们又看到基督在他的门徒面前呢，并没有否认自己就是基督。
But rather, he goes on to say that as the Christ, he must follow the way of suffering.
相反呢，他继续说，我既然是基督，我就必须要跟从神的道路来到走。
And this way of God includes being rejected by people.
而神的道路呢，也都包括了是被人排斥。
And be killed.
被杀。
And rise again after 3 days.
而三日后咧，仲会复活嘅。
What a thing to say as God's representative.
作为神的一个代表，他讲紧啲乜嘢啊？
What a thing to say for the representative person of Christianity！
他作为一个基督教的代表啊，说话嘅人咧，佢讲紧啲乜嘢啊？
When Jesus said that, notice the reaction of Peter, one of his followers.
当佢咁样讲嘅时候，大家留意一下耶稣嘅其中一个跟从者，佢嘅反应系点样？
Though Jesus is his leader, Peter takes Jesus aside and begins to rebuke him.
虽然耶稣是他们的领袖，但是彼得这个跟从者就将耶稣拉在一边。
Master, teacher, don't say that.
他说老师啊，主人啊，你不要这样说话。
It's not going to serve Christianity well.
你这样说话对基督教的声誉不好。
You will certainly scare away people.
你会吓走人的。
Don't you ever say that again.
你不要再这样说了，麻烦你。
How bold is Peter as a disciple?
你作为一个门徒，你说彼得多大胆。
He dares even to correct his master.
他竟然够胆去纠正自己的老师。
And Jesus rebuked Peter back.
那耶稣就责备彼得了。
He said, get behind me, Satan.
他说退到我后面去吧。
You are not thinking God's thoughts.
耶稣说 你不思念神的事。
You only know how to think human thoughts.
你只思念人的事。
You don't care about God's plans.
你都不关心，你都不理神的计划。
You only care about your own plans.
你只是你关心自己的计划。
So get you behind me.
所以你推到我后面去吧。
Don't obstruct me.
你不要阻止我。
It's very strange. It's one thing to rebuke one of your followers.
那好奇怪，耶稣咁样嚟到责备佢其中一个跟从者。
But to rebuke your follower, calling him Satan, is something very strange.
但系佢责备嘅方法就系叫佢嘅跟从者做撒旦，就好奇怪。
The word Satan is a Hebrew word.
那撒旦呢个字系一个希伯来文。
Satan means God's enemy.
撒旦这个字意思就是神的仇敌，神的敌人。
An opponent.
就是他的仇敌，他的反对者。
In using the word Satan on Peter, Jesus is keenly aware of the reality of spiritual conflict.
当他叫彼得做撒旦的时候，其实耶稣是非常的明白，意识得到灵界那种的斗争。
He is not concerned about how Peter has rebuked him.
他其实不是关心彼得怎样去责备自己。
He is aware that a spiritual battle is ongoing between God and the forces of evil.
他是意识得到其实在神和邪恶的势力之间有一个很强烈的斗争。
And just as God's enemy, Satan, rejects God's way,
就正如神的敌人撒旦去拒绝神的道路一样。
Man on earth likewise rejects God's way.
同样道理，人在地上的人都一样的拒绝神的道路。
The way of suffering.
就是一条受苦的路。
The way of being rejected.
就是一条被人拒绝的路。
The way to eternal life through death and dying.
就是这一条要通过死亡而才得到永生的路。
In this place, verse 31, we see the expression, the Son of Man.
在31节我们见到这个词语，人子。
This is another unusual expression that you don't use. This is another Jewish expression.
这个词语也是很不平常的，是你和我都不会用的。因为这句说话呢是另一个犹太人的俗语。
In our text today, the expression the Son of Man occurs two times.
在我们今天要看的经文里面，人子两个字出现了两次。
Here in verse 31,
第一次在31节。
And then in verse 38,
第二次38节。
Let me read to you verse 38.
我读给大家听38节。
For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation,The Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his heavenly Father with holy angels.
38节，在淫乱罪恶的世代，凡把我和我的道当作可耻的， 人子在他父的荣耀里和圣天使一起降临的时候，也必把他当作可耻的。
So here are the two times Son of Man occurs.
就系呢两次咧，系耶稣用咗人子呢两个字。
When speaking about himself, Jesus always prefers to describe himself as the Son of Man.
当耶稣去讲到自己嘅时候咧，佢经常会叫自己做人子。
Very seldom would he call himself the Son of God.
佢好少咧称自己做神的儿子嘅。
Jesus never calls himself God.
其实咧，耶稣从来都冇叫自己做神嘅。
The expression the Son of Man has twofold meanings.
人子呢个字咧系有两重意思。
First,
第一
，the Son of Man refers to a human being.
第一咧就系人子嘅意思系。一个人解
，a member of the human race，
就系人类之中嘅一个人。
Secondly，
第二个意思
，in Jewish thoughts， the Son of Man refers to God's ultimate representative。
喺犹太人嘅思想里面，人子咧所指嘅系讲紧神所拣选嘅一位最大嘅代表。
The Son of Man is a special person, a Jew。
人子系一个好特别嘅人，系一个犹太人。
God has chosen this person.
神拣选咗呢一个人。
At the climax of this present age,
就系等到呢个世代嘅高潮嚟到嘅时咧
，to usher in the beginning of the next age.
佢就会引进未来嘅一个伟大嘅世代啦。
On that day, God will rule over all the earth through the Christ, the Son of Man.
喺嗰日咧，神就会藉住基督呢个人子咧，去统治全地球。
So on the one hand, Jesus does not deny that he is the Christ.
所以一方面咧，耶稣并冇否定自己就系基督。
On the other hand, he goes on to say what kind of role he will be following as the Son of Man, the Christ.
相反咧，佢继续讲嘅咧就系佢作为一个人子基督，佢将要负担起一个嘅咩角色同埋责任咧。
And these things that Jesus is describing is very important.For understanding the meaning of Christianity,
耶稣解释呢啲其实就系为咗去解释基督教系乜嘢。
Let's look at the next verse.
我哋睇下下一节。
First 33.
33节。
Jesus rebuked Peter, say, "Get behind me! You are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's."
33节。耶稣转过身来望着门徒斥责彼得，就说：撒旦退到我后面去，因为你不思念神的事，只思念人的事。
And verse 34.
34节。
And he summoned the multitude with the disciples and said to them, "If anyone wishes to come after me, that is become a Christian, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me."
於是把眾人和門徒都叫過來，對他們說：如果有人願意跟從我，意思即係話做基督徒咁解，就應當捨己，背起他的十字架來跟從我。
35節。For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it.
凡是想救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；但为我和福音牺牲生命的，必救了生命。
In verse 33, we see Jesus's diagnosis of the world's problem.
喺33节咧，我哋就见到耶稣点样为世人做咗一个诊断。
He talks about the symptom of all the world's problem in verse 34.
在34節咧，耶穌就講到明世人全世界人嗰個病徵係乜嘢。
The symptom of all problem in the world is man's selfishness。
世界所有嘅問題啊，個病徵咧就係自私。
The follower of Jesus must deny himself。
而耶穌嘅跟從者必須係要否己。
But the root of all problem is this。
但我哋翻翻转头，我哋又讲翻下呢个问题嘅根源。
For selfishness is only a symptom.
自私只不过是一个病征。
But the root problem is that people care not about God, the creator of all.
但是根的问题呢，就是人啊，是不理神，不理创造主。
People care only for herself.
人只是关心，只是理会自己的事。
That's the root of all problems.
这个就是根的问题了。
Whether it is a problem with the so-called Islamic State,
不论呢是最近这个伊斯兰国这个 IS 的问题啊，
or conflicts between husband and wife,
又或者是夫妻之间的矛盾，
it's all because of selfishness.
完全呢都是因为人自私。
And why people are selfish?
为什么人会自私呢？
And Jesus there claims the reason is that people care not about God, only about themselves.
耶稣就很大胆地说了，其实问题的根源就是因为人不理神，只顾自己。
One of you told me 3 weeks ago,
其中你有一位几个礼拜前跟我说，
In the beginning of your school term at university,
就是大学开学的时候，
you are sharing an apartment, a flat with 4 other students.
他呢就是跟其他四个同学呢分租一个地方。
3 of the 4 never wash the dishes.
四个人之中有三个呢从来都不洗碗的。
So much are the dirty dishes, the whole kitchen began to stink.
那呢啲碗碟呢污糟呢多到不得了，多到一个地步呢就是那个厨房呢开始好污糟邋遢啦，好多渍啦。
Selfishness.
这些就是自私了。
Arrogance.
骄傲。
Caring only for oneself.
只是顾自己。
Not for others.
不理别人。
Why people don't care for others?
为什么人不理人家呢？
Jesus says, because you don't care about God.
耶稣就说，因为人不理神。
Does mankind need God?
人是不是需要神的呢？
Can humankind not achieve greatness without God?
那没有神的话，人是不是难道就不可以有很大的成就呢？
Is it very arrogant to claim that atheism has no place for mankind?
那如果说无神论是不对的，是不对的，那这种这样讲法是不是很大胆呢？
It is a fact that man has great potential and abilities.
那事实就是呢，人类是有很大的潜力和能力的。
The Bible says,Man has been designed and created by Yahweh God.
圣经说到人是被耶和神创造的。
But the Bible also says,
但是圣经也有这样说，
Man has been designed with the freedom of will.
人类也是被赐予一种自由意志。
Man has a freedom of choice.
人类是可以作自由的选择。
Without God,
没有神的话，
or rejecting God,
或者是拒绝神的话，
left alone,
只是人自己单独去做事呢，
Man tends towards evil and selfishness.
人呢是会倾向去作恶和自私的。
There is a limit to how much education can do.
教育可以做多少呢？教育能够做的事是有限的。
Education itself cannot make people good.
教育本身呢是不能够令到一个人变好的。
You only need to follow the British news.
你只要去睇下，跟下呢个英国嘅新闻。
The worst, the most notorious serial rapists and killers are highly educated.
最坏、最可怕嘅一种连环杀手咧，佢哋好多时咧都系接受过高等教育嘅。
Economic progress, economic reforms itself cannot make people good.
经济嘅蓬勃咧，本身亦都唔能够令到人变好。
Scientificartistic, technological advancements themselves are not adequate to change man.
科学啊，或者是艺术啊，或者是技术性的发展呢，本身都不能够足以令到人变好。
But the living relationship with the living God can.
但是同神有一个活的关系呢，就可以叫到人变好了。
You are invited to test out Jesus' bold claims.
我邀请大家去测试一下耶稣喺度讲过嘅，讲呢啲咁大胆嘅说话。
What does it mean to care about God's interest and not man's interests?
讲到话要去顾念神嘅意思，系咩意思呢？
Supposing you're a person who don't know whether God exists or not，
就假设你系一个唔系好肯定神究竟存唔存在嘅人。
May I say, at least you should make it a point to find out?
但是我最少呢向大家提议，你有责任去找出答案。
I say, as a human being, you have the responsibility to find out.
作为一个人啊，你是有责任去寻出答案。
Well, since you're not sure, go and find out.
既然呢你不肯定神是不是真的，那你要去找出真相咯。
Because whether or not a creator of the universe exists makes a big difference to your life and the meaning of life.
因为究竟这个世界上有没有一个创造主呢，是有对你的人生是会有很大的分别的。
I made an effort to find out.
我曾经找过，我努力地去找过。
It took me quite a few years.
我用了几年的时间去找这个问题的答案。
And I try hard to ask questions.
我也很努力地去问，提出很多的问题。
I found and has made a tremendous difference to my life.
我找到神，而之后给到我人生有很大的影响。
If God exists,
如果神存在的话，
and if you seek him sincerely,I tell you, God will come to you and look for you.
如果你真心地去寻找祂的话，我告诉你，神一定是会来到你那里，祂会找到你的。
And he will help you to find him.
祂也会帮你去找到祂的。
But supposing you don't care to find out whether he exists or not.
但是假如呢，你不是很关心，你不是很理究竟神有没有定没有。
You decide in your heart, well, that's not for me.
或者你在心里面已经做了决定了，不关我事。
Then you are like Jesus says, you don't care about God's interests, only man's.
那你就好像耶稣所说的，你只是挂自己的事，你不去挂念神的事。
Supposing you are a person who believes God exists.
又或者你又假如你是一个相信有神的人。
You may even describe yourself as a believer.
甚至你会说自己是一个信徒。
But coming to the church, you don't really want God in your thoughts, in your life.
但是来到教会，你却是不想让神进入你的内心，你的思想。
Because you prefer absolute autonomy.
因为你自己只是想得到自主权。
You want complete freedom.
你想有绝对的自由。
You have goals, you have plans.
你有目标，你有计划。
And you have limited time.
你有有限的时间。
And even though you believe he exists, let me not go too near him now.
虽然你相信有神，但是你心里面可能跟自己说，我真的不要找得那么真。
If you're like that,
如果你是这样的话，
you care not about God's interests, but only man's.
你同样都是只顾人的事，不理神的事。
In verse 34, Jesus issues a challenge to all of us.
在34节，耶稣就是在这里呢，给了我们一个挑战。
He calls all of us to do three things.
他呼吁我们每一个人去做三样东西。
He said, if any person wishes to become a Christian,
就是呢，凡是你想做一个基督徒的话，
let her or let him deny himself.
就应当舍己。
And then take up her cross.
还要背起十字架。
And then come follow me.
还要来跟从我。
Do you know, technically speaking, Jesus never founded the religion Christianity.
严格来说，其实耶稣并没有创办过基督教。
He didn't organize some religious body.
他并没有去筹办什么组织啊，拉拢什么人要组织一个基督教的团体。
He only follows the way of his God.
他只是跟从神的道路。
And then he challenges you to follow.
而他也都给你一个挑战，叫你去跟从。
The first thing, deny himself.
第一样东西就是要当舍己。
In the original language, the Greek language,
在希腊文这个原文里面呢，
the word deny means say no to self-interests.
舍己的意思呢，就是说不跟自己的意思。
Or to quote another Greek authority, Thayer Dictionary, to deny oneself is to say that I have no more connection with myself.
又或者呢，另一本的希腊文的字典 Thayer 舍己的意思呢，就是与自己的意思再无瓜葛。
I'm finished with the old way of doing my own things.
我要 將呢、這個就係顧住自己嘅，只顧自己嘅事，呢一種嘅態度咧，一刀兩斷啦。
I say to you, my self-interest, don't hinder me。
要學去同自己嘅私意講，你唔好阻住我。
I want to follow God。
我要跟從神。
Get behind me。
你退我後邊去吧。
Take up the cross, what does it mean？
要背起十字架又係咩意思呢
？Astonishingly, it means be prepared。To suffer for God's cause and for love of others.
係令人好震驚嘅。佢嘅意思咧就係要做好準備，去為咗神去受苦，亦都係為咗去愛別人嘅緣故去受苦。
Even to the point of sacrificing your own life.
甚至咧要到達一個犧牲自己性命嘅地步。
Peter rebukes Jesus and say, "Don't say that."
嚇。彼得咧竟然去責備耶穌，佢話：耶穌，你唔好講埋啲咁嘅嘢。
Not only Jesus does not listen to Peter，
唔單止耶穌唔理彼得
，Jesus goes on to spell out the condition of Christianity。
耶穌繼續嘅去大膽嘅去講基督教係啲乜嘢。
He's saying Christianity is all about caring for God's interest and God's plan.
基督教咧係關於顧念神嘅事，顧念神嘅計劃。
And I, Jesus, as the Christ, as God's ultimate representative, I am determined to go God's way.
而我作為基督，作為神嘅一個最大嘅代言人咧，我係會執行神嘅意思嘅。
Now you, my followers, be prepared to suffer.Even to die for love's sake.
而你作為我跟從者，你要作好準備，為咗神嘅緣故啊，去受苦，甚至到去犧牲性命。
When you are ready and prepared, come, follow after me.
假如你作好呢個準備，有呢個心智嘅時候咧，你就嚟跟從我啦。
In verse 35 to verse 37.
喺35至37節。
Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it.But whoever loses his life for Jesus' sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it.
35節，凡是想救自己生命的，必喪掉生命；但為我和福音犧牲生命的，必救了生命。
How Jesus speaks with authority.
主耶穌喺度啊，佢嘅説話係幾咁大有權柄。
He still speaks to you and to me with authority today.
今日佢仍然系带有权柄咁样同你同我讲说话。
Here Jesus is stating the reality of human life, a fact of life.
喺呢度耶稣系讲紧人生嘅一个事实。
He's stating an unchanging principle of the kingdom of God.
佢系讲紧一个不变嘅神国嘅规律。
If you want to save your life, you will lose it.
就是说如果你想救自己生命的话，你必然是会丧掉生命的。
Only when you learn to lose your life, in the process, you will find it.
唯有当你愿意学去丧掉生命的时候，在这个过程里面，你就会得到生命。
True life is to be found only when I and you learn to lose it.
唯有当你同我学去失去生命嘅时候咧，你先至会得到生命。
If you care only for yourself，
如果你只系单顾自己
，it's just like a pool of dead, stagnant water。
咁就会咧，好似一滩死水一样啦。
You want more water, all for yourself。
你只系想要得到多啲水，为自己积蓄多啲嘅水。
And you don't allow any outlet to share the water with others。
但系你唔想你嘅水流出去俾人喎。
The small pool of water would become a pond。
咁呢一个一滩水咧，就会变成一池水啦。
And a pond becomes a reservoir。
咁呢一池水变成咧一个水库嘅水咯。
And then a reservoir will become a lake。
咁呢个水库咧就变成一个湖，一湖水
啦。Over time, your lake will become a sea。
咁呢个湖咧又会变成海啦。
A dead sea。
但系可惜咧，系死海。
There is such a dead body of water in the state of Israel today。
嗱喺以色列地咧，的确系有一个地方叫死海，系啲水系死嘅。
The water is very deep。
水系好深嘅。
The salt content is so high that you can float without moving a finger.
嗰度嘅水嘅盐分咧系高到一个地步咧，你落去水咧，自然就将你浮起啊。
So bitter, so sick is that water, no living organism can survive there.
嗰啲水咧係死嘅，係苦嘅，係好澀嘅，係冇生物能夠存在嘅。
That's why it's called a Dead Sea.
所以咧叫做死海啦。
Go home, use Baidu, use Google, Google Dead Sea and find out.
咁你翻到屋企咧，可以去上網咧查下百度啊、Google 啊，去查下關於死海嘅資料。
That's the consequence of caring only for one's own life.
呢個咧就係單顧自己嘅事嘅一個後果咯。
But it's small pond of water, receiving living water from the waterfall.
一灘一池嘅水，從活水泉一個瀑布嗰度咧得到水。
And once you receive fresh water, he gives it away.
但你一得到呢啲活水之後，你馬上去送翻出去。
He receives more water and gives it away.
再接收到多啲嘅水，又再繼續送翻出去。
The water remains pure and it gives life to all.
咁呢一水咧就會保持到純潔，同埋會帶嚟生機。
Many of my friends have worked hard all their lives.
我有好多個朋友，佢哋一生人都好勞碌。
By the time they reach their goals.
到咗佢哋達標之後
，they are old，
佢哋已經老啦。
And many of them are sick，
有好多咧都患病。
Two of my middle school classmates have died。
我有兩個中學嘅同學都已經去世啦。
I may be thin，
或者我好瘦。
I don't have as much money as they，
我冇佢哋有咁多嘅錢。
But I feel life，
但我感覺到我有生命。
I experience life every day，
我每日都經歷到生命。
Because I follow the way of Jesus，
因為我跟從緊耶穌嘅道路。
So test out the words of Jesus, please。
所以我呼籲大家去測試一下耶穌嘅説話。
Try to give of yourself，
就係嘗試去將自己俾出。
Try to think less about your own problems，
少啲去諗下自己嘅問題。
Go and think of others' problems。
去想多啲別人嘅問題。
Learn to give your time, your talents, your youth to others and to God.
學去付出自己嘅時間，去俾出自己嘅時間、精力、學問、才幹等等。
Test Jesus' word by experiment.
試驗一下耶穌嘅説話。
Let's be scientific about it.
我哋對於耶穌嘅説話採用一種科學嘅態度啊，去測試下。
Let's go on to verse 38.In verse 38 and chapter 9, verse 1,
在八章的38節至到九章一節，
Jesus is speaking about the climax of God's plan.
主耶穌就在那裡講到神的計劃的一個高潮。
At the climax, Jesus Christ as God's ultimate representative will come again to earth.
在這個高潮裡面呢，就是耶穌作為神的一個最大的代言人呢，他會再回來這個地球上。
And Jesus here appeals to us to follow God's way, that is His way.
耶穌在這裡就呼籲大家，我們要去跟從神的道路。
In order to qualify for the kingdom of God in the age to come.
好讓我們能夠在未來的世代裏面，我們配得進入神的國。
So either we choose Jesus' way，
所以我們一是是選擇耶穌的道路。
Or if we reject it，
又或者如果你拒絕耶穌的道路的話，
When this life, this age ends，
當這個世代完結、終結之後，
You will have to answer to the Creator about your decisions，
你就要在造物主的面前呢，去交代为什么你有一个这样的选择。
You have to face God's judgment and be eternally lost，
你要去面对神的审判，并且是会永远灭亡。
This is a solemn choice，
这个是一个很严肃的一个选择。
And Jesus today presents you with this choice，
而主耶稣今天呢，呼吁大家将这个选择摆在大家面前。
It is your choice，
这个是你的选择。
It is my choice。
是我的选择。
It is a choice of your life。
这个是你的人生的一个选择，是为了你的人生的。
To conclude today, I'd like to read you from one of the Jewish prophets。
我要结束的时候，我想读一段的圣经，是犹太人的写作。
Let me read to you from the prophet Daniel, chapter 7。
在但以利书的第七章。
Chapter 7, starting from verse 9 to 10.
第七章第九第九節。
To save time, I like to read in Chinese only.
為了節省時間，我就用中文去讀，大家可以看 screen 就可以了。 第九節第十節。第九節，我一直在觀看，看見有些寶座安放好了，萬古常存者就坐上去，他的衣服潔白如雪，他的頭髮純淨像羊毛，他的寶座是火焰，寶座的輪子是烈火。第十節，有火像河湧出，烈火從他面前冒出，侍奉他的有千千，侍立在他面前的有萬萬，審判已經開始，案卷都展開了。
Here is a description about God the Creator sitting on his throne of authority.
這裡是描寫緊我們的神創造主，他就坐在他的寶座上，是有權柄的。
Let me ask Olive to read on verse 13 to 15.
我從第十三節讀到第十五節。我在夜間的異象中繼續觀看，看見有一位像人子的，駕著天雲而來，到萬古常存者那裡，被引領到他面前，得了權柄、尊榮和國度，各國、各族和說各種語言的人都侍奉他。他的權柄是永遠的權柄，是不能廢去的，他的國度是永不毀滅的。至於我，但以利，我的靈在我裡面憂傷，我腦海中出現的異象使我驚惶。
In this section 13 to 14, we see a person like a son of man is being led to the God of the universe, and God gives him authority to rule the world as his representative.
在十三、十四節咧，我哋就睇到有一個像人子嘅人咧出現咗，佢係被領到去呢一個神嘅寶座嘅面前，喺從神嗰度去領受咗得到權柄、尊榮同埋國度。
Now finally, I'd like to ask Olive to read on to verse 21 and 22.
我繼續咧就會睇21至到22節。我繼續觀看，看見這小國和聖民爭戰，戰勝了他們。直到萬古常存者來到，為至高者的聖民伸張正義，聖民擁有國度的時候就到了。
Here we see the followers of the Christ, the followers of Jesus, will be given the privilege to share the kingdom of God.
在這裡我們就見到耶穌的跟從者都得到這個榮譽，去分享這個勝利。
Based on this prophecy,We know the term the Son of Man refers to the Christ, God's ultimate spokesperson.
基於呢一個預言，我哋就知道咧，人子咧係指緊基督，亦都即係神嘅最大嘅代言人。
Let's conclude for today.
我哋今日要結束啦。
Today we ask, what is Christianity about?
今日我哋問嗰個問題就係基督教係咩呢？
Christianity is about God's love for mankind.
基督教是关于神对人的爱。
And God has a great plan for mankind.
神对人有一个很伟大的计划。
And the person Jesus, the Christ, is the focal figure of God's plan.
而这个人叫做耶稣基督的这个人呢，是个焦点人物。
Jesus is God's chosen agent.
耶稣就是神所拣选的代表。
God has made him a ruler.
神呢立佢做統治者。
Those who follow Jesus' way will qualify for a new life here and now.
嗰啲願意跟從耶穌嘅道路嘅人呢，係配得喺今生就體驗到真正嘅生命，一個新嘅生命。
And then to have eternal life in the kingdom of God.
亦都會得到配得咧喺神嘅國裏面咧係得到永生。
But we must first be changed.
但我们首先必须要得到改变。
That is what Christianity is about.
这个就是基督教的意思。
Let us close in a prayer.
我们一起祈祷结束。
I ask Olive to pray.